This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. is announcing what officials say could be the final package of military aid to Ukraine unless Congress approves supplemental funding legislation that is stalled on Capitol Hill. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports.
The weapons are worth up to $250 million and include an array of air defense munitions, other missiles, artillery, anti-armor systems, and other equipment. The aid is provided through the Presidential Drawdown Authority and will be pulled from Pentagon stocks. But the Pentagon says currently, there's no more funding to replace the weapons taken from department stocks, which could affect American military readiness. President Joe Biden is urging Congress to pass a $110 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other national security needs. It includes money to help replenish Pentagon stocks and $14 billion for U.S. border security. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing at least six Palestinians, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. The Israeli military also expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes in the tiny cramped enclave, including the Berej refugee camp in central Gaza, with the southern city of Khan Yunis and the southern town of Rafah. Pro-Palestinian protesters briefly blocked entrance roads to airports in New York and Los Angeles on Wednesday. The pair of protests were the latest disruptive action meant to call attention to the victims of the Israel's war to destroy Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Gaza. 26 people were arrested in New York City. Protesters in Los Angeles dragged traffic cones, scooters, and other debris onto the highway to stymie traffic. A spokesperson for the LAPD said 35 people were arrested for rioting, and one person was arrested for battery of a police officer. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit